Lesson 7C. Exercises 2 and 4.
Back in 2011, Chamindu Amar Singh was a student and, like many students, he was short of money. So he took a part-time job. For a few hours a week, he worked as a cleaner at the offices of a TV company in Sydney, Australia. One day, he was cleaning the ground floor bathroom at a TV company building when he found lots of $50 and $100 notes inside a bin. There was too much to count. At first, Mr. Amar Singh, who is originally from New Zealand, thought it was a prank. But when he touched the notes, he realized it was real money. He was astonished. His first thought was to tell the authorities. He didn't know why the money was there, but he knew that the money didn't belong to him, and he didn't want to take it away. He called his supervisor, and before long, police officers collected more than 100,000 Australian dollars from the bathroom. No one came forward to claim the money, which was probably connected with a crime. But 3 years later, Mr. Amar Singh received a phone call to say most of the money, about $88,000, was now his. He was astonished again. The judge decided that the money was a suitable reward for the student's honesty, and the police agreed, particularly because Mr. Amar Singh was short of money when he found the cash, but still did not think about taking it for himself. Mr. Amar Singh was delighted to receive the money. When the newspapers interviewed him, he didn't know how he was going to spend it all. But he would give some to his family, some to disabled people, and some to a Buddhist temple in Australia.